From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A humanitarian pause went into effect in the Syrian city of Aleppo Friday, this after a Russian-declared 10-hour ceasefire to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the city. However, rebel groups in Aleppo have dismissed Russia's offer, accusing them of lying and calling the ceasefire a media stunt. Similar humanitarian pauses have been organized by Moscow and Damascus before, but have largely failed. Turkey's state-run news agency says at least 8 people were killed and 30 others wounded in a car bomb attack in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir on Friday. The attack followed the overnight arrests of the leaders of the People's Democratic Party, parliament's second biggest opposition group, and at least 11 lawmakers from the party, whose base is largely drawn from Kurds. Leftists and progressives throughout Turkey were also arrested overnight. The blast took place near a police station where the lawmakers are being held. Prominent Indian editors and journalists have criticized the government for ordering a leading television news channel to go off the air for one day as penalty for its coverage of a terror attack earlier this year. An Information and Broadcasting Ministry panel said the NDTV Hindi channel allegedly revealed strategically sensitive information that could have been picked up by terrorist handlers and potentially harmed national security during operations to take out militants who had attacked the Pathankot Air Base in January. Editors Guild of India President Raj Shengappa told VOA the government's order is a direct violation of media freedom.
This is, very, very harsh punishment meted out. We think the ban is an extreme step.
NDTV is reputed to be one of India's most balanced channels. This is VOA. Embattled South Korean President Park Geun-hye apologized for the second time in an address to the nation on Friday in an effort to stem increasing pressure on her to resign over a corruption scandal that has crippled her administration.
무엇보다 저를 믿고
I feel the deepest regret and apologize to the people of Korea who entrusted me in this position of the presidency, she said, and it breaks my heart to cause this much pain to the people of Korea. An investigation into a multi-million-dollar influence peddling scheme allegedly organized by the president's longtime friend Choi Soon-sil has shattered Park's image as an incorruptible leader, forced top aides to resign and to face possible criminal charges, and has left her increasingly isolated and powerless. Catherine Moon is with the Brookings Institution.
The scandal has hit people really hard, and it's a conglomeration of accumulated grievances among the Korean society against the powerful and the wealthy, how they spread their money around, how they buy influence.
Park has attempted to reshuffle her top leadership to appease her critics, including naming a university professor who was affiliated with a major opposition party as the new prime minister. But opposition parties are refusing to even hold a hearing to approve his appointment. In American politics, with Election Day near, both major party candidates campaigned in the so-called battleground state of North Carolina late Thursday, each criticizing the other's fitness for office. Donald Trump spoke to a group of veterans and told them Hillary Clinton could not be trusted.
We know Hillary can't be trusted. We've learned that. With America's security, you take a look at her email situation. Can we trust her with our security?
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, campaigned in the state capital of Raleigh, telling the crowd this election is about what kind of change people want.
Are we going to build a stronger, fairer, better America? Or are we going to fear each other and fear our future?
Two new major national polls on Thursday showed Clinton edging ahead of Trump among likely voters. A South Sudanese rebel spokesman has been deported from Kenya back to South Sudan over a Facebook posting, while colleagues fear for his life. Human rights groups immediately condemned Kenya's deportation of James Gadet Dak, calling it a breach of international law. The deportation comes during a bitter dispute between Kenya and the UN over the UN Secretary General's firing of the Kenyan commander of the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.